Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. Three astrologers from various points across the globe get together on the internet to answer your questions. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm broadcasting from the Bright Red Desk. And I will tell you, the eclipse did what many else things couldn't, brought all three of us together tonight, because we've all been traveling and running in different directions. So joining me tonight, I have both Heather and Mark. Can you guys see it? Okay, Mark, you're here?
Good, I'm here, yes. Over by the Hudson River.
Over by the Hudson
River. On the other side of Manhattan from Ann.
And this is Heather near the Mississippi River in Minnesota, at least this week.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So we are joined. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about the heavens. Got a lot going on this week. We are in eclipse season. Eclipse seasons bring changes. And then this week we have the Libra. We have Jupiter going into Libra for a year, which is so nice to get out of Virgo. I love Virgo. I am a Virgo, but man, it's been a hard year with her in Virgo. And we have the last of the three Saturn-Neptune squares right on her heels. So let's talk about them, guys. Mark, what do you think about that Jupiter in Libra?
I think it's good. For all the reasons that you say, Jupiter likes to be real celebratory and, very not worried about things. And Virgo has such a tendency. Sorry, Virgos, but there's a tendency to pay attention to all the details and,
We worry a lot.
There's a certain amount of worry that goes with it. And so Jupiter has a tendency to exaggerate the worries when it's in Virgo. Mm-hmm. Not that that's a bad thing, but it's also a good thing to move on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving on.
Yeah.
Jupiter in Libra kind of tends to spread the joy.
Mm-hmm.
Pass it around. And so I like that. It's a nice change. Actually, Jupiter's good in every sign. But when you get toward the end of its stay in a sign, you start saying, well, what's next? What else can we do with Jupiter?
Yeah, Jupiter in Virgo was, Jupiter is what sets you free. And last year, work set us free. I worked my buns off with Jupiter in Virgo, and I'm very grateful for it, and I'm not going to ever say no, but I'm kind of looking forward to this. At the same time, I see Jupiter going into Libra is a year where social justice is the key piece. What is fair and equal? I think it's going to be an awful lot of litigation and investigation and protest and efforts towards the key word of social justice, which is Libra's high note.
Yeah, because she rules the justice system. It's the scales, and she's all about fair and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It's about balance, and I think that there will be a big focus on balance this year globally, and that's good. We need that.
Mm.
We're certainly getting a big dose of it out in your area, Heather. What's going on in the Great Plains?
Oh, it's been, we have with Philando Castile here, the shooting that was filmed on site in town, in a town that's not highly contentious in general, but has some major issues around social justice. First, last year, to have a nice guy shot point blank by the police in front of his girlfriend on film, because they thought he had a gun and he didn't, and was the beginning of the process here. And now with what's going on in North Dakota, where 100 tribes from the Americas, plus the Aztec, plus the Sami, are protesting the misuse of the land around the Sioux tribes for oil in a way that could jeopardize their entire water supply. This is a huge social justice issue here, and people are pouring in from all over. And it's so that's just the beginning. And there's several pipelines that are running close to native lands all over the Midwest, and that's bringing up this as a key issue. But I think between Black Lives Matter and the indigenous need and taking the lead for social justice around ecology issues, it's going to be an interesting year ahead.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And with Jupiter in Libra, it'll mm-hmm. put things very much in the mm-hmm. public eye. And I think it'll move things toward the balance and the justice.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it makes everybody kind of go, you know, what kind of balance, you know, how fair is that? What kind of world do we want to live in? So there's mm-hmm. a lot of energy where people really are going, well, that's not what I think should happen. I don't think that's fair. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so the more we hear that or the more we run into that, the better, because then what we're going to be doing is going, well, if that's not fair, that's not fair for me, why should that be fair for you? And, you know,
right.
threatening water supplies, you know, it's a key mm-hmm. survival, you know, and it doesn't mm-hmm. it doesn't come back. You know, that's the other mm-hmm. part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely
it's good.
Absolutely not. And this is the decade of Neptune in Pisces. You know, that's oil and water, and how do we shift away from the misuse of Neptune? And I think that's our Neptunian addiction to fossil fuels, and really make water sacred, because it is irreplaceable, and it is the life force of an area, whether or not we can live off the ground that we're standing on.
And mm-hmm. each of us is 90% water.
Yep. Yep. And
so you can't you can't replace that with oil. You can't be a sack of oil.
No. Flint, Michigan, it was also focused around the great trouble of completely polluted water endangering a whole community.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really got it hammered to them, because it all turned mm-hmm. into lead. And I think mm-hmm. it's funny, because a good friend of mine is, she's in Aries with a Scorpio moon. So she's always a little prescient, or, you know, whatever that word, precedent on, mm-hmm. you know, what's going to come. So she's planning mm-hmm, her mm-hmm. retirement and looking for retirement towns. And she's like, low taxes, bop, 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 and a water supply that's not endangered. I'm like,
right.
A water supply? She goes, Ann, the water supply is the big issue of the 20th century. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
that's what everybody's going to be fighting over is the water.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
But can she find a community that doesn't have its water supply endangered at this point?
Well, you know, she's looking.
Yeah, I don't,
she's clear. She knows what she's looking for. She hasn't found it yet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's in Aries with the Scorpio moon. If anybody can find it, she will. And she'll tell us where it is, and we can all move there and endanger their water supply mm-hmm. with overgrowing. But those Aries with Scorpio moons, never underestimate them. They find
never.
What they're looking for.
If they
yeah,
live.
So it's good. Then the Saturn-Neptune, if they live, right. the Saturn-Neptune square, we have number 3 of 3. Mm-hmm. And we've been working with this puppy since last August, a year ago. So
mm-hmm.
we've had 3 squares, and Saturn always says to you, the last time they joined was when the Berlin Wall fell. And now,
mm-hmm.
of course, we're talking
mm-hmm.
about building walls, keeping people out. Back then we were taking them down and, you know, Gorbachev, take down this wall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're looking at building them up. But we're also looking at building, you know, on the lower form. On the higher form, we're looking at building structures, the structures we want and the dreams we have. And Saturn's aspect to Neptune says, so what's the dream you want to build a structure for? What's the mm-hmm. new structure that you're looking to create? So for all of us, that follows closely on the heels of the Jupiter in Libra. Jupiter's on Friday, Saturn Neptune squares Saturday, saying, well, what's the partnership you're going to be working with to build this? Or who are you going to mm-hmm. partner with? Who are your companions on this road? And sometimes it's not the people you've been traveling with, but it also is a lot about what that new energy looks like. Saturn Neptune square, Neptune's in the sign of the dreams, Saturn's in the sign of the visionary. I would burst into song and just sing the impossible dream, but it's late and we'll lose listeners.
Yeah.
But it is the dream, the impossible dream. Or I, Man of La Mancha, you know, it's
right.
Whatever. Yeah. So everybody think of that song and imagine me singing it, or not as you please, and then go. The other song that I ran into today a couple times was Jump by the Pointer Sisters. You know, jump for it, love, jump for it, go for it. So it's very much Saturn Neptune is about taking the risk and giving yourself permission to jump off the cliff, the mountain, Sagittarius, into the water, Pisces, and allow that dream to go. So what do you guys see about that Saturn Neptune?
Again, well, I see that in the restraints on the misuse of fossil fuels personally, but really asking us to put form to our dreams and discipline into it. But that's the Virgo approach. Mark, what were you saying?
Yeah, and it's testing us in whatever part of our belief systems and our ideals can meet the test, whatever our test is, gets strengthened. So it's a real strengthening of our fundamental beliefs. So it's a good time to, this being the third and last, so once it goes, you want to have used it well. You know, it's a good time to test and see what do I want to move forward with in terms of my ideals. You know, which of them is really solid. And pick that number. And let it be a number that's finite, number of beliefs, and say this is what's important to me, and I'll continue to work with it.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing people using this, a string of people who feel they're finally ready to handle some form of addiction, whether it's their cigarette smoking, alcohol, or a damned ex-boyfriend. You know, that they something that they feel they've had a compulsive approach to. The Saturn-Neptune aspect seems to be helping them come to grips with where their that addiction, that craving for an answer in the wrong place so it's never enough, what the source of it is and how they can work on healing that, which I'm also, it's a really beautiful use of the Saturn-Neptune square.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that, the addiction thing. I have run into a few people. It seems more. I mean, one of them fessed up to her mom. She'd been using for 10 years. And, you know, and Stacey said to me, you know, you had said this to me when she was 4. And you looked at her chart. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to be right about this, you know. But it is, it's understanding that Neptune, with Neptune on the South Node, too, we have to be doing our spiritual path. If we're not doing our spiritual path, lower form Neptune's beckons. Drugs, alcohol, any kind of addiction. And Neptune on the South Node is a bottomless pit. So it's really, with the Saturn squaring it, it's saying you got to sober up and then go to the North Node in Virgo and do the work. So watch where you're finding your addictions are a little out of, and everybody's got Neptune somewhere in your chart. I can remember I had a friend at one point. She was afraid of dogs, and people would pick on her about it. And she goes, you know, everybody's got this somewhere in their chart. And I would be, just may not have run into it yet. And so watch, you know, Neptune is, we all have it somewhere. And when you run into your Neptune, you realize, I know I ran into mine at 24, because that's the degree of my Neptune. And it was a biggie. You know, it really was a major turning point in my life. And then, you know, and then you kind of work with the energy and kind of come to understand it. But it really is important for all of us to use, to the extent we can, higher form Neptune, which is your spirituality, your mystical practices, your meditation. And just be aware that the lower form Neptune, while it is quick and fun and fast, is definitely lower form, and it unhooks you from reality. So it's where you're hooking into an interior greater good. And with the Saturn-Neptune square, it is really hard for people right now. But they're also, with Saturn squaring Neptune, getting the word that it's time to sober up. It's time for the party to be over. So, but Neptune's going to be in Pisces till 2026. So we're just a third of the way through his journey there. We got another two-thirds to go. Yeah, and he's entering the decant of the personal now. So it has to be our personal spiritual path, not the path we were necessarily given by our family or our church when we were born.
Right.
We each have to connect into our own vision of what divine is. And divine is in within us, so it's an important component. How do you guys work with Neptune when you run into it in a client's chart misbehaving?
It really is the only cure I see for it is positive use of Neptune, and we have to brainstorm about how to choose to see clearly. I also use the metaphor of fog, and when I was in New Mexico, no one knew what I was talking about, but walking through the fog of that the moment we can see this moment more clearly than ever. We can see the rock we pick up or the flower that you find so clearly because the light is not refracted. It's just that wonderful gray light. So we can see where our path is today. We know what works now. We just can't, when we look too far ahead or too far behind, that's when it starts to distort and be what we want, our hopes, our fears, and not what's really there. So it forces us to make it a be here now meditation, to be really present in the moment and hear that we really do know where to put our foot next. We just don't know where the path is.
Right, right.
Mark, how about you?
Yeah, and it also can be good to remind people to look beyond what benefits just them. So tap into more of the collective, because Neptune does bring us to a collective consciousness and a sense of what everyone around us is about. So, you know, it helps us transcend the individual ego.
And I think you've got something also there that people develop a strong hunger for the magic, for the luminous, for the mysterious, and they need to feed that in a conscious way or they kind of get lost in the realm of, you know, escapism and addictions. But they need magic in their life. They need meditation. They need tarot. They need to work with the symbols. They need somehow that contact to the more than material world.
Yeah, and a lot of times we give Neptune to the material world, and then it goes, oh, no, I'm not of the material world. And then we see, you know, there's the fall from grace or the disillusionment or whatever, because Neptune is not of this world. It is of, and if we look at the ocean, it covers three quarters of the globe. And, you know, the land masses are actually pretty small when you look at a globe. I'm always, and that's Neptune. You know, so it's numinous, it surrounds us, it's there every day. And it's kind of like saying to the fish, how is the water? And the fish goes, what's water? Because they don't understand that they're surrounded by it in any moment in time, that they're breathing water. For us, it's how's the air today? You know, and you kind of go, yeah, how is the air? You take it for granted. And so Neptune is the numinous surrounding us. But also when we assign it to Earth and we say, okay, it's my boyfriend, it's my girlfriend, it's my cat, it's my job, it's my amount of money in my bank, that Neptune goes, oh, no, I'm bigger than that and you need to honor me. If you make a false god, you know, don't have false gods before me. I am the soul. And so it's an interesting energy and we're all grasping with it or grappling with it on some level, which is important to know because it is on the South Node. So a lot of us are really working on what is our belief systems. And as we watch kind of the crazy in the world, especially if we're working or talking to people, a lot of people are like, I don't know what to believe anymore, you know, that's Neptune, you know, so it's where that belief is challenged perhaps. So it's a big week, people, and everybody's going to be feeling a little verklempt, however you say that word. Verklempt, you know, where you're going to be like patting your chest. Verklempt. So just know, it's like if you're feeling that way, you're right where everybody else is, and it is the eclipses, so it's big, big swells of emotions. And, and you know, no right or wrong, just breathe deeply and keep moving. Remember, you are breathing air. Even if you don't know that you are. So... All right, so we got callers. We got people with their hands up.
Yeah.
We're going to go for the 914-804 because you've been hanging on the longest. Hi, 914-804. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, Ann. Hi, Heather. Happy belated birthday. And hi, Mark. It's Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia. And how can we help you today?
So my birthday information is April 22nd, 1982. And I have to spell the city and the country.
Time?
Well, it's Poland. It's Poland.
First
the
time.
9:17 p.m.
Okay.
And I'm going to spell it for you. It's S-Z-C-Z-U-C-Z-Y-N in Poland.
Z-Z-Y-N. Yep. Thank you for spelling that.
How do you pronounce it?
Succession.
Okay.
And say that one fast three times. All right, Miss Sylvia,
yeah.
What's your question?
So I'm just curious as far as I feel like a black cloud or just bad luck in regards to career. Like I've been going on numerous auditions this year, more than ever before. But
mm-hmm.
It's like always, it's always me and another person or just me, and they're just like, it'll be small little roles, but they go with the other person because of a look, and it's just starting to feel like bad luck. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just my chart or what's going on, but I don't know what is happening that I'm not getting anything, and it's not even based on my talent. It's based on just pure luck. So I didn't know if you guys could see something in my chart that I'm not seeing, and then when is it going away?
Well, you know you're going through a bunch of really, you know, intense aspects as Pluto begins to come up to your node and square your moon. So there is some loss in intensity and depth and square your Saturn. You know, you've got some tough transits. But your progressed
mm-hmm.
moon just entered Leo a month ago and is heading towards the top of your chart. So I think you're actually going to be able to pour all that angst and Pluto aspect into a really interesting body of work.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see, Ann?
Well, I'm seeing Jupiter on the top of your chart in Virgo, which
mm-hmm.
is work, work, work,
mm-hmm.
work, work,
mm-hmm.
work, 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 work. Now it comes to your Mars in a week or so, and
mm-hmm.
Mars rules you, and Mars rules your creative path of being an actress. So I would say to you, yeah, you've been working your butt off. You've been doing your apprenticeship, and let's see what happens when Jupiter gets to your Mars. You have a nice
mm-hmm.
Jupiter, and
mm-hmm.
he's nicely placed. So Jupiter gets to Mars, and then we go. You have a whole pile of Libra planets that are about to get aspected and start a new 12-year cycle. So you've been working on this career for a bit, and now you're ready for the payoff to happen. The other thing I notice is solar arc moon has now risen above the seventh house. So now you're actually being seen, and that's that moon in Taurus. And, of course, the progressed sun in Gemini is one time, then two times. So what I would actually say to them when you're on the auditions is you do the Gemini. Instead of it between you and another actress, say to them, did I give you what you were looking for? Would you like me to do another take with another interpretation?
Mm-hmm.
Take the room, hold the room, mm-hmm. Sylvia, and say,
mm-hmm.
is there another way you saw that role? That's how I saw it, but how would you see it? You see me weak,
mm-hmm.
you see me sad, you see me jumping up around. And they go, well, we kind of see that character a little more sad. And you go,
mm-hmm.
okay, I can do sad, and then you do sad.
Mm-hmm.
And you
mm-hmm.
show them the versatility. You do the Gemini sun, because your progressed sun's in Gemini now.
Mm-hmm.
You say,
yep.
I'm going to do the Gemini. I'm not going to let that other woman do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
show them I can do both times. So I would do
mm-hmm.
that and, you know, nicely ask, can I do it again? You know, is that your interpretation of the role? And if not, can I do the role again? Can
mm-hmm.
I do give you another take? The worst they're going to do is say no. The best they're going to do is say yes, and then you just give them another take with whatever it is they're looking for. And that then allows your moon in Leo to really show its flair, and it also gives you a voice in the audition, or it gives you an opportunity to ask them what they're looking for. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, really, I think that's the best way to approach where you are right now is keep out there, keep both feet in, and keep both feet moving. And, you know, show what you can do, and it's going to work.
And I might suggest that you go for the more tortured and difficult roles with the Pluto transit coming up.
That's
you know,
true.
Roll with the Pluto. And that if it's a role of somebody who's been recovering from difficult situations or difficult experiences, you might be able to put something into it that the other person didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, because you're really going to be able to channel Pluto. Yeah.
And how long?
Yeah,
and you take the chance.
Take the chance on channeling, you know,
yeah.
whatever. You know, go big, because the worst that will happen is you do a belly flop, you know.
How long is the Pluto transit on my chart for? A couple of years.
Another year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, Pluto transits can be really nice too.
Yep.
They are the role that you get that everybody knows your name, although you never shake it either. You know, so in New York now, there's the guy who used to have the Verizon commercials, the one that would go, if you can see me now, if you can see me now, can you hear me now, can you hear me now? And he did Verizon commercials for 10 years, right? And now he's doing Sprint commercials. And he goes, I switched plans. Those Verizon people don't work for me. I don't work for them anymore. And then Sprint is using him to go after Verizon's, you know, whatever they're going after. I don't know. But I saw him in the ad, and I can remember, you know, he actually told a bunch of people that he came to me. So I don't think I'm violating confidence. But I can remember when he came, he was 7 years into the commercial, and he's like, I just want to do something else. And his agent was like, you know, people would kill for the role you have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, you got another 3 years. They're going to renew you.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. And now he's not working for them anymore, and he's working for Sprint. So,
that's,
you know,
really
that's
funny.
Good. It's like a whole new. So it'll be a role that will be one of the name-making roles for you, Sylvia, because it's squaring your Saturn in your 11th house of groups. So your job with Pluto square Saturn and Pluto on the south node is to just go, okay, I'm in. And it will, as Heather said, it'll probably be a dark role. But also your progressed part of fortune is coming to your Saturn, which is it's a role that's going to pay you well, and you'll be able to ride with it for a long time. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I would not give up. I would say to you, right at the edge, keep on going. Moon's high, moon's opposite your Saturn. You know, there's just so much going on now that's really, you know, and if it's a tortured mother role, take that too, because it can be a tortured mother. Yeah.
Right.
And if it's a chiropractor, take that, because you might have a limp in the role, you know.
Do you see finances improving in my chart in the next couple of years? Because that's also something I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah, Jupiter's going to go in your money house, and Saturn's going to go in your money house. So both of them bring changes in finance. No.
Okay,
right, it'll be changes through the work that you do.
Yeah, the work will change and you'll get new money.
Another reason to keep putting yourself into the work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Don't give up. We don't want you to give up.
I won't. It takes long.
I know, it does take long. But you know that whole overnight success? They lied when they said that. There is no such thing as an overnight success. Yeah, it's a long haul, and you're on the haul, and you've been working hard. How many years you've been doing this?
It's going to be about 7.
There we go. And who do we know is 7 years?
Jupiter.
Saturn. Has this been a Jupiter experience for you or a Saturn experience?
That's right. Jupiter's 12. Sorry.
But Saturn pays off. Saturn pays off at 7 years. So you're ready.
That's right.
You're ready for a payoff. So that's good. So
okay,
for the rest
you.
Of you, it's when you have trouble with your marriages. All right. And the British lady's telling us 60 seconds. So anything you guys want to say in conclusion?
And Ortley is coming to Minnesota in September.
No, September.
September. I know. Mercury is still very retrograde. September 25th and 26th, I believe you're speaking.
That weekend.
24th on Friday
and
Saturday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday. So I'll be doing a speech on Uranus and Eris on Friday night in the library, I believe it is. And Saturday, place to be determined. And we're going to be doing Mapping Your Life, which has been rolled out, piloted in Cleveland, It had a Broadway review here in New York, and now it's going to Minnesota to work with the Minnesota Stars. So,
right, and you will be like mnstars.org for information. We'll be updating it later in the week with the where.
And
so,
Heather will
come
be
on
in
down.
New York.
Heather and Heather is
going to
be in New York next week, right?
Yep, I'll
so
be
come
at
on
the
down
Open
to the
Center
Open
with
Center.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The
Tuesday
Open Center
at
on
7 o'clock.
30th, yeah, 7 o'clock, 30th Street between Madison and 5th. Yeah.
Right.
Wonderful.
Okay,
and
see you there.
Take care. Have a wonderful week. Don't let Mercury get you down.
And
okay.
Enjoy the Saturn-Neptune jump. Woo!
Right.
Jump.
Right.
Go play the Pointer Sisters. Jump for your life. All right. Big hug.
Okay. Bye
Big
now.
Hug. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Bye.